This is Kathleen Ermitage, the researcher for the Oral History Peace Studies Project. I am with Gilda Perelda, professor Gilda Perelda at Lewis Tower at Loyola University. It's February 25th, 2015. I'm going to begin by asking you some of the questions that we distributed to you ahead of the interview. And I'm grateful for all of the material that you pulled out ahead of time from your personal office archives. One of the goals of the project is to get a good understanding of how the Peace Studies program was incorporated into Loyola from, you know, where it had been at Mundelein. And I'm appreciative of the details that you included on the profile, and we'll go through some of that as we move along. But the first question that we have is, I know that you were likely selected to be part of a committee for the Peace Studies program, and I'm wondering if you could speak to your experience at that time about why Loyola wanted to incorporate it at all.
Okay, well, the way I remember it, and I'm glad that I have these files to go through, because I had forgotten actually the actual sequence of events. We had a new chairperson at the time, Barnett Pierce, and he was in touch with the dean, of course, and I think the dean at the time was Kathleen McCourt, and she was gathering names of people who might be interested in peace studies. And my background had been, I got a Mellon grant to develop conflict resolution courses some years before that. And so my chairman knew that I was interested in this area. In addition to that, actually in 1990, I had just gone to the Soviet Union. While it was still the Soviet Union, the year later it actually came apart, but in 1990, I was part of a group of people who were called conflict resolution catalysts, and we all had various backgrounds, mine being communication and conflict, and others had psychology background and labor union background, legal background, and we all went different times. In fact, I was the first woman there. And I did my workshops in conflict resolution in Moscow, in Leningrad, and in Kiev, in Ukraine. So it was about a month that I was gone. And I'm sure it was in May of 1990. So probably that became apparent to the dean at the time, because I remember I had to get some kind of an excuse for leaving a bit earlier. My contract went until May the 15th, but I had to leave on the 9th because that's the only flight I could get, and they had arranged all of these different meetings for me. So I think that brought my name and this area of interest to the dean's attention. And so when Barnett Pierce came, he actually came that year as well as the new chair and became acquainted with, of course, all of our particular areas. He either gave my name to the dean or the dean mentioned my name to him. I'm not exactly sure which way it went. But in any case, she did recommend me. And as I recall, of course, being here at this campus.
Can I interrupt you for
one
second?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry.